Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
This meeting is being recorded.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome a good friend and someone I work with, Gary, to the show, where we're going to be talking about mental health, personal growth, confidence, and much, much more. So welcome to the show, Gary.
Thank you very much, Johnny. Appreciate it. And we are good friends and we've been working with each other for a long time. So I'm excited to be here. I'm very grateful for it too.
Yeah, I'm grateful for you and everything you're doing and the time you're going to give us today. So thank you for that. So Gary and I will dive into the conversation today. I'll just give a quick introduction to him as well for you as a listener. So as I mentioned, Gary and I have worked together. He is helping many people in Ireland and actually over the world improve their mental health through many, many different means, through means of coaching, through writing books, through public speaking, and many other different formats. And I know you went to the streets of Dublin the other day to help people as well, Gary, and that's something you're very passionate about. So Gary is a very enthusiastic, inspirational, and driven guy with a mission to help many other people. So Gary, I know, of course, we know each other, and I know kind of a lot about your mission and who you are and everything you do. But for the listener today, can you tell us maybe a few highlights of your story and actually what's got you into this mission to help people with depression and mental health?
Sure, absolutely, Johnny. I mean, very kind words from yourself there. In terms of my mission ultimately is to eradicate depression. And then if we want to go a bit level deeper on that and find out why, well, first of all, my life is awesome. You know, I don't have to work. I choose to work. I'm financially independent, so I can literally live anywhere, do my work from anywhere. And you know, I'm very happy in my life, very good relationships. Got a really exciting life, got a bright future ahead, but it wasn't always that way. And if I want to go back before that to times when I was in depression, and that really started when I was 16. My dad committed suicide one morning, and that was a really wake-up call, really. My auntie came in, scared the living lights out of me. And that was a rough time. So what I did really was mask the pain for the next 2 years, for 18. And then in Ireland, where I live, of course, it's responsible to drink alcohol at 18. That's the legal age. I know some of my friends, maybe some of your friends, Johnny, started at 13, 14, 15. So I started drinking alcohol, and that was me really masking the pain. And I never knew what masking the pain was or that understanding. But when I'd done the alcohol, I'd done it once or twice. And then it was Friday night, Saturday night, and then it was Friday, Saturday, Monday, Thursday of every week. And then I was offered cocaine once. I was offered a drug, took the drug, and then 1 week I took it, the next week I took it, the week after I took it. And then it became every day of every week of every month, taking all facets of drugs. I was in debt to drug dealers. So I was having bad arguments with my family. I hated my life. I hated myself. I was on a downhill path. I was even doing drugs in work. One of my works was at the airport. And I'm not going to go any further than that. But in terms of drugs, you're not supposed to have them there. So well, that's how much of a drug addict I was. No money, broke, hated myself, hated my life, hit rock bottom. But rock bottom can be also a good foundation to build on. I don't recommend going all the way down to rock bottom, but rock bottom is a good foundation. So when I got help, I reached out, got the help, and that really changed my life. You know, it's really interesting with the help, because you can only really help people who want to be helped. And it is up to you on your journey, how you are going to change your path, because every moment, right until this moment, right now, even as you're listening, you have the choice to go, I don't know, down the street, you have a choice to turn the car, you have a choice to do anything. So ultimately, you are in control of how much success, whatever your definition is, where you want to go in your life, wherever it is. And it starts today. So when I got the help, I really put in the work and I changed my life dramatically. And then one day I was coming up to you, Johnny, and we were on a seminar together or an event. And then you linked up, you dropped me a DM, and I started working with you. And we've been working ever since. Over 2.5 years, I believe. You've helped me write a book. Became an Amazon number one in the free section. That was awesome. You've helped me build confidence, and I actually went to you when I didn't have. It's not that I didn't have confidence. I did have confidence, but I went to you to get more confidence. And I think that's maybe a good point, is that if you have good finances and you want more, why not get extra financial help? If you've got good confidence, why not go to a confidence coach like Johnny or anyone else and get that extra confidence? Because I know I've taken a lot of action in my life, and I can definitely say, Johnny, you've helped me a lot. So if you got any further questions, I'm more than happy to answer, Johnny. Go back to you.
Thank you, Gary. Well, thank you for being so open with your story and sharing some of those challenges, but also ultimately have led you to who you are and what you're doing right now, because you talked about rock bottom, and actually, you know, there's other people out there who are at that rock bottom stage, or perhaps are going towards that rock bottom stage, and you're trying to help them get away from that and actually get up. So do appreciate you being very open there. So what I kind of wanted to ask a little bit is, when someone's perhaps at that real down stage, and it sounds like you were there, and it was like perhaps maybe days when you struggle for motivation or feel good or doing the simplest things, are there any kind of like first steps or small steps people can take if they're in that place of real struggle? Because, you know, we know things like having our green drinks, exercising, listening to audiobooks, podcasts, and things like the self-esteem and confidence mindset. All those kind of things can be great for you. Reading books, you know, we both love reading books and learning. Those are all great things. But when you're in that place of actually really low and you're struggling to do the basics, how can someone sort of move from there, perhaps even if it's small?
Yeah, so it's really interesting that when you are down there, you don't want to do anything. You literally don't have motivation to do anything. You have no interest in doing anything. And it's ultimately a vicious cycle that keeps you there unless you do make a change. And the change ultimately has to be a conscious choice. For me, when I was in rock bottom, it was either, and I think this happens with people who commit suicide, like, you know, my dad had a choice. I had a choice. Either I say snap and I go, hey, I'm making this change, or I snap and I'm going the other way. So for me, I hit rock bottom. For people who are in that lukewarm area, what do they say about the frog? You know that metaphor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe listeners don't. But it's actually pretty tough to come out of depression. And it's kind of a time-based thing that happens. But you can speed up that process where you don't have to wait so long. I find it usually does come down to a moment of, I am sick of this. Beep. And you want to get out of there. And how you get out of there is exactly the way you mentioned. You know, I went to therapy. I got therapy for a couple of weeks and a good few months, and that changed my life dramatically. Johnny, what would you say to someone who's down in low depression? They want to come out of that?
Great question back at me. And I think I'm with you on the therapy. And what I'd like to add about therapy as well, in my personal view, and again, we're just here as guides, as coaches, and it's ultimately up to someone else to decide what they want to do and how they move forward, is therapy, I think, is good at any level, like whether you're rock bottom or not. I think it's really useful, even if you're like killing it in business as a CEO and things are going quite well. I think personally it's a really useful 100%. Tool, and it's something I do. I think it's really useful, just because, you know, we've got to manage our emotions, especially as you're growing as well. Like, some people think, oh, I'm growing, like, oh, I get all this imposter syndrome. That's going to happen, because the more you grow, the more your brain's like, what's going on here? Like, you're coming into the unfamiliar. So I think definitely if you're in that stage of challenge where you perhaps rock bottom, and I've been in those, perhaps a different story, and we shouldn't compare stories, but from what you've said or someone else, but for me, it's about getting the basics right, like therapy, like you say, reaching out as hard as it is, because often, like, the problem's made worse in our own heads.
Right there, we're getting help. And there is that stigma of reaching out, but it's a ridiculous stigma if you think about it. Because if I was stuck, and you said this in business a moment ago, or anywhere in the area of your life, if you are stuck in that area, right, and you've got a little voice that's coming up telling you, don't reach out for help. If you did reach out for help, though, you would move forward. So you are only holding yourself back not reaching out for help. So do reach out for that help. Remove that stigma. They're there to help you. And when you get the help, you will be opened up to your decisions. You ultimately go where you want with them decisions.
Yeah, love it. Love it. And actually, the another little bit I was going to say, and actually it does bring me very nicely onto my next question for you, is about focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want. And it's actually like, I don't want to feel like depressed. I don't want to feel down. I don't want to be in this lifestyle. I don't have this debt. And that's very easy to focus on. And actually it's a lot, you know, it's difficult when you're in it, but actually focusing on what you do want. So could you tell us a little bit about maybe goal setting and how important that's been in your life and being able to look at what you wanted to get you away from depression?
Yeah. I really, really love this part because I have it written down here in one of my notes that I want to mention, don't wants and wants. I mean, feeling low, you are focusing on the negative things, and ultimately that's creating a vicious cycle. I mean, we do the old exercise, the old play to mind, where it's, you know, imagination. We could use your imagination, but I don't want you to imagine an elephant, or I don't want you to imagine a giraffe, or whatever it is. Now, 99% of the population will have imagined an elephant. Now, what does this tell us? This tells us that our mind cannot tell the difference between what is right, what is wrong, what is up, what is down, and what we do not want and what we do want. So if you say, I don't want XYZ, I don't want the bills, I don't want the broke, I don't want to be in bad relationships, I don't want to be depressed, I don't want to feel low, I don't want to be all the way down, you are actually getting that in your life. So we really do need to change our focus. I know you had Peter Sage on your podcast a while ago, Johnny, and that was awesome. He gave me one of the most awesomest metaphors that I've ever had in terms of goal setting. So if we have a goal and we're a motivated individual, let's say we're not depressed anymore. We have a goal, we're like ants. Ants are like, you know, they will just do anything to get to their goal. They will, if there's a rock in the way, they will try to go over the rock. If there's a rock in the way, they will try to go under the rock, or they will try to go around it. And even if they cannot go around, over, or below, they will try not to the rock. Now you're like the ant, and you will do that until you die. But you are an ant that's heading north to your destination, your goal. But unfortunately, you're on a elephant that is headed south. And what this tells us is that you and your conscious mind is that I want the goal, or I don't want this, and I don't want that. And you have your goal in mind, but you're on another elephant. You're on the subconscious mind that's going south. So there's no way you're actually going to get to your goal. In terms of goal setting, oh man, I love it. Focus. Let me stick on focus for a sec because I got another point on that. And Johnny, I want you to do what your listeners to do. It would be really amazing if you could look around your room.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to look for a color yellow. Okay, just keep looking for yellow. I see yellow on your screen. It might be on your computer. Keep looking for yellow when you're driving. Look around for yellow. You see yellow, 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 yellow. Now, what did you see that was blue? I know blue would crop up in your peripheral view. And that's awesome. Now, what did we do there? We just trained our mind to look for one specific thing, you know, the old cliche or quote from the Bible, ask and you shall receive. Or seek and you shall find. So if we do yellow, 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 and we see yellow, is it possible we could have done blue, 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 and found blue? Yes. Is it possible we could go for a problem, problem, problem? Yes. Is it possible we go for solution, solution, solution? Yes. Now, is it possible we could do it for our goal? If we have a goal, could we focus on our goal? And when we focus on our goal, just like yellow, other distractions don't come into our peripheral view. We are focused on the one single thing, goal. And you know, and I know, that's when we're on our newsfeed, we think of a trampoline ad comes on, right? When we think of a friend, they come up on a post, or they come up in a story, or we overhear a conversation or a friend talking about our friend, or maybe we get a text or a call from them. You know, that's not a weird phenomenon anymore. You know, it's not strange. We can actually start using that to our advantage. And if we want to go with our goals, you got to know what you want. And when you know what you want, then you need to be resilient and think about your goal. I have a goal here written down in this goal card. And I say this to myself about 10 times a day. Because I know what I want, and I need to focus on what I want. And if I don't focus on what I want, that is leaving my mind open for what I don't want.
Mm.
And them stuff that you don't want is them finances, the bad finances, the bad relationships, the bad emotions. Goals. You got to know what you want first. And then I always like to use SMART goals, specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and timely goals. I personally like financial goals because they're the easiest for me to set. If I want to be happier, that's a really hard scale. There's no real scale for that. And we can talk about that in a moment. I would like to do a scale. But Johnny, have you got a piece of content there? Have you got a piece of value there? Was there a nugget in there that you took away from what I've said?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think what the key message is there, that like our brain can focus on what we fix on. And actually, if we're not used to focusing on what we want, right, it's going to be quite difficult, because like the ant and the elephant analogy he used, I love that one. I remember hearing it from Peter as well. Like, it may be fixed with all these negative things, but when you can start focusing on what you want enough and actually get that into your mind, it's going to be key. So I do like what you say, because otherwise we're just going to default naturally into sometimes what we don't want. So yeah, thank you for using that example. That was a really great answer. I appreciate that. So you mentioned, you were just going to touch on a little bit on like the happiness and the as a goal. Yeah. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
This is something I'm very passionate about too, is, you know, if you are depressed, okay, let's create a scale here. If you think in your mind from 1 to 10, you know, 1 being suicidal, okay, down here, 10 being on top of the world.
Yeah.
There's an imaginary scale. There's no scale for happiness. There's no thermostat. There's no, you know, Fahrenheit. There's no weighing scales for happiness. So you've got to create your own scale. So 1 being suicidal, 10 being on top of the world. Johnny, where would you put, if someone's asked you, how are you doing? Where would you put, I'm okay, I'm all right? Where would you put that?
That'd be 5.
5, yeah, awesome. Where would you put good?
And then if you were moving towards the stronger side, obviously, is the more you go up, that'd be like 6 or 7.
Yeah, so where would you put good?
Oh, good. That would be I mean, for me, that'd be a 6. If it's okay, there's a 5. Really? 6 is a good, yeah.
Yeah, that would be for me. So a 4 for me is not bad when someone says, no, I'm not bad. Because, again, we want to focus on what we want, not what we don't want. We don't want to have the word bad in our when we say that, because we're focused on bad. So I put not bad at 4, I put okay at 5, I put good at 6. Now, if we were to go again with the scale, 1 being suicidal, 10 being top of the world, and if I was to ask you how you're doing, you say you're good. This is going to link back in nicely to yellow, yellow, yellow in a moment. If you say I'm good, 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 that's good, right? Ultimately, that is good. That's a 6 out of 10. That's cool. You're going to have good conversations, good friendships. You're going to have good meals. You're going to have good taste buds. You're going to have a good life. And that's good. If you're happy with that, that's fine. That's awesome. I would like to go up towards 8, 9, 10 out of 10, personally. And that's where I want to live my life. If you want to go up that scale, you got to go back to the yellow, yellow, yellow. You've actually got to find out where you want to be on that scale. I'm assuming most people listening would like to be up at the higher echelon, so it's 8, 9, 10 out of 10. So if someone asks you, how are you doing? You know, for me, I personally say, I'm amazing. And I truly believe that about every listener here, that we're amazing. You know, we're alive, we're on this blue planet that's just floating in space. You know, we've got family. It's absolutely amazing to be alive. You know, not all parts of us amazing. And we can go down the scale, down to 2 or 3s every now and then. But this is where I want to live my life, up here at the higher specs of 8, 9, 10. Now, if I say awesome, 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 just like we had with yellow, 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 will I get awesome things into my life? And I can speak from experience, yes, you can. Yes, you will get awesome things into your life. And words are powerful. Again, if I tell Johnny, you're a liar, right, that you are a liar, that brings up a certain set of emotions inside of us. We don't want to be called a liar. You're going to get a different response if someone says we're a liar. How about if you're wrong? If I call you wrong, Johnny, you're like, I'm not wrong. You know, I know. And there's a different set of emotions. Lie might be a 10 out of 10 emotional intensity. Wrong might be about a 7 out of 10 emotional intensity. And then if I say you're mistaken, that might be a 3 out of 10. So words are crucially important. Right? Words are very important in your language, especially in depression as well. If you think about what words they're focusing on. They're not focusing on, you know, the blue skies, the dandelions, the smell of the roses, the nice bakery food. No, they're focusing on, you know, the dull clouds and the shadows and everything that's going on. So the words we use to ourselves will actually give us a certain set of emotions. So if we want to feel amazing, we've got to use amazing words. If we want to feel happy, happiness is a different scale. You can have pure elated, and you can have contentment. So you got to find out on that scale where you want to feel, where you want to go. I want to be at pure elation a lot of the time. Use better words, you will feel better. Okay, that's what I can say right now. That's my happiness scale, the 1 to 10. Don't give an average response is what I'm saying. Go out there when someone asks how you're doing. I'm doing freaking amazing. That's what I'm doing.
The power of words. Love it. So Joseph says, my thoughts are just a mixture of constant words and pictures. So yeah. Love that one. Making sure you're using powerful words there as, and then link it to some good pictures as well. So very powerful.
Again, when we're going with the yellow, if we just simply go off that principle, yellow, we zone out everything else and we automatically are focused in on the yellow.
Yeah.
We do the exact same thing. We're awesome, amazing, or bad. We'll find them things.
Absolutely. I'm glad you touched on that because I was going to ask you about the 1 to 10 scale. So thank you for touching on that one. So a couple more questions really for you, and really appreciate what you've shared so far. Mm-hmm. So with, moving forward with from a place of challenge where perhaps things either rock bottom or not so doing so well, what have you found has been the power of community in helping you pick your kind of mood up, whether that's people you're listening to or people you're surrounding yourself with?
One thing that really transformed my life from when I was depressed down up into higher levels, let's say, is affirmations and incantations. They changed my life dramatically, and I still use them today. I think you use incantations as well, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
So how would that work? Affirmations, incantations changed my life from moving down, from being depressed, moving up into my life. Did I answer that correctly, or was there another part?
Yeah, I guess for me, the other part of that was, I'm glad you said that, was have you found the people around you affects how you feel as well?
The people around you absolutely affects how you are. And I'll give you an example, because I was actually writing a post today. It's not going to be today whenever you're listening, but hey, today when I was writing this post, it was that my family used to say I was a shy kid. Gary's just a shy kid. He doesn't talk. And I lived that narrative. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just living that narrative that they put on top of me. How about when someone, you have a friend and they ask you a question? Recently my friend was, we're going to do something along zip line, and I'm wondering if a friend's have a fear of heights. So the question he was asking is, you don't want to do that, do you? Priming his mind to do that. Oh, you're afraid of heights, aren't you? Affirming to him that he's afraid of heights. So we have an absolute massive influence on people's life. Definitely a good mission of mine is to be a positive role model, to be actually a really great role model to people. So that's what I recommend you do, is be a positive role model, because you have got an influence on people's life. One word, one sentence literally will dictate how someone acts around you and dictate how they view you, and how they view you what might not be in accordance with how you want to be viewed. So you really got to be the example, be the lighthouse. Don't be the tugboat going out there, save them. Be the example.
Be the example. Okay. Best way to inspire other people. Can't control others, but you can be the example of it.
Yeah.
But Gary, I know you're I know you're a big fan of investing into yourself and helping and growing yourself. Mm-hmm. Whether that's through the power of like a book, a mastermind, a coach, or like some audio books, audios or whatever. Could you just share a little bit about if you're looking to up level yourself and pick yourself up, the power of investing in yourself and how you found that's impacted your life, if it has.
100% has impacted my life. You can start off with like low ticket stuff, which is, you know, literally free. YouTube, and you get audiobooks on YouTube. You start off with Spotify, like podcasts, that's free. They have massive impact on your life. They can change your subconscious mind, your big elephant. They can start changing that elephant, moving north. And when you do get a coach and you invest in yourself in that, you know, they say, if you don't pay, don't pay attention. So getting a coach, Johnny, you helped me massively, like without a doubt. Wrote a book. I'll always have that for the rest of my life. Like literally, that is a stamp I will always have for the rest of my life. So that's what happened when I invested in you. I'm moving into a higher bracket of investing into myself, where it's, you can also do multiple. You can do coaching, yeah, like mindset coaching. You can do therapy. You can do personal training. There's all facets of, you can do financial advice. There's all facets of help you can get out there. If you're struggling in your area, again, don't mind that stigma. Just reach out. Reach out for that help. I'm finding that I'm moving into these higher situations of higher ticket help. And when I'm in these areas, I'm going to be doing a charity event soon, a football charity event. And I know that the people in this group, these can donate a massive amount of money compared to if I did listen on, you know, if I was in a group with like, you know, two of my friends. That's good, but it's not going to be the type of quality that I'm learning in a 5-6K, you know, more than people's mortgage a month, which is wild. So it's a process. You're not going to start out this 5-6K like I did. No way. But you got to start somewhere. So if you're somewhere throughout that journey, I'm sure you've even noticed that if you were to reflect on your own journey, that you are making incremental processes or incremental jumps. I mean, think of Tony Robbins, right? He's got a 50K or 100K or 250K, you know, mastermind group. So I've still got a long way to go. Like anyone.
Yeah. Love what you said there about actually, you don't have to jump into that big one, but just taking those small steps, even if it's originally listening to the free YouTube or podcasts and those kind of things, and then committing that into yourself as well. So, yeah, great share there. So, Gary, really enjoyed having you on today and been a great conversation, as I know it, I knew it would be. So where can people find you or find out more about your work? Because you've got so much to offer.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Sean. You can find me at Instagram at mentalhealthhelp.ie. That's where I am. And you can also find me on TikTok, which I'm moving over to, because I think, as Gary Vee says, Instagram, unfortunately, I think is dying. So as this current is being released. So at mentalhealthhelp.ie on all socials.
Cool. We'll be sure to link that up as well then.
Yeah.
All right, brilliant. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Gary, and your time to give us some value. So appreciate you.
Thank you, Johnny, very much.
Awesome. So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, work on your self-confidence every single day.